The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every Tuesday, we check in with Congressman William Timmons, and we're doing it a little bit earlier today because the congressman, are you going to Washington or coming from Washington this morning?
Joey, good morning. Good to be with you. I appreciate you letting me come on early. I am actually at GSP right now waiting to board a flight. I got to go to D.C., and as per usual, I'm not sure when I'm coming back. They're not exactly telling us when we're going to vote or what we're going to vote on, but it looks like we're going to vote on COVID relief, and the number is going to be around $700 to $800 billion, which is much smaller than the original request of 2.5 or 3, whatever the speaker asked for. And then we're also going to have to do an omnibus to fund the government, which is just generally bad policy. But all in all, we're going to be spending, I say we, my wife tells me I shouldn't say that. It's actually they will be spending $2+ trillion. And I was just on usdebtclock.org. We got $27.5 trillion of debt, and it's likely going to hit 30 before the end of next year. So
I'm
worried about the direction we're going in, but we do need this COVID relief, and I'm hopeful we can get that done.
Now, You really should have been home for Christmas by now, right?
We haven't even gotten to the best part. It looks like we're going to have to go back up for Christmas if the president vetoes the National Defense Authorization Act. So not only do I have to go up for this spending bill, but we got to go back up probably next week at some point to vote again on the defense spending.
Yeah. Wow. And this vote on the spending bill, this is to keep the government open, because if not, then am I right in that Friday is when funding expires?
I believe the 18th, whenever that is.
So, yeah, the 18th.
Right.
Friday.
Wow. You know, and there's talk, if they can't come to an agreement on what that number is going to be, right now it's at $1.2 trillion, I believe. Then they'll just do another continuing resolution and try to negotiate the terms of that deal. And I just want to point out that normally this is done in 12 separate appropriations packages, and we vote on them individually. And this is what's called an omnibus, which is they just throw all of those in one. And, you know, it's just really bad policy, because they're going to force me to say I either want to spend everything or nothing. And, you know, that's really probably not the answer for most people, but the way that they get enough votes to pass it is they put it all together, and you either vote to fund the government or you vote to not fund the government. But there's a lot of people in Washington that are looking around going, we're playing a game of musical chairs, and we're going to be the one without a chair at some point once the global economy tells us we can't borrow $30 trillion and not have any consequences.
Well, you know, it's just, there's no way I could run my business, nor could you run yours. You're a small business owner as well. No way we could run our businesses the way our federal government is run.
Well, it all comes down to the fact that the global economy is relying on the dollar, and the Federal Reserve keeps interest rates low because they can't raise interest rates, because if they did, our debt service on our $30 trillion, almost $30 trillion of debt, would increase drastically. So next year, our debt payment on our interest is going to be over $500 billion. Over $500 billion. Do you know what the entire discretionary budget of the state of South Carolina is? It's $8 or $9 billion. So that's more money than South Carolina has spent in its entire history as a state, and that's our 1 year debt service.
That is just amazing. All right, there is some good news, though. Let's get to the good news here. Lockheed Martin in Greenville announcing a new contract. Give us the details on that.
Well, this is the first depot. All the F-16s are getting old, And so, generally speaking, I'm in South Carolina Air National Guard. We service them with our airmen in Columbia, but some of that service really is more of an overhaul. So if we're going to be consolidating all of that into one location, they'll have the best mechanics, best talent, and they will be charged with overhauling the F-16s as needed. It's 50 to 80 jobs, and it's going to be huge for the local economy. But ultimately, SCTAC, which is the former Donaldson Center, is just growing, and we're just so fortunate to have it. And I'm excited that the Pentagon decided this is the right place to put it.
Wow! Yeah. Well, that is big news, so proud of what SCTAC and what's going on out there at Donaldson, and it's just, we're very fortunate to have that. All right, I want to take you back in time here for a minute. This is May of this year in the Rose Garden, and President Donald Trump talks about getting a vaccine by the end of the year. Soon after, NBC News does a little fact-checking, and their experts say that that's virtually impossible. In fact, one, Dr. Paul Offit, said that it could be possible to receive a vaccine, but more likely that it would be 18 to 21 months or longer before we would get a vaccine. Well, yesterday, Congressman, we saw people getting that vaccine. These experts on NBC said it would be nothing short of a medical miracle if it happened this year. I guess we witnessed a medical miracle.
Either that, Joey, or the media is either intentionally misleading the American public, or they are just incompetent. I have a feeling it's the former of those two.
I agree with you, Congressman. Wow.
I was with the vice president last week, and yeah. And I was also with the Secretary Azar, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, and all it comes down to is red tape. The Trump administration, under Operation Warp Speed, went to the pharmaceutical companies, went to the doctors at the FDA that were responsible for making sure it's safe,
yep.
And just said, look, this is the only thing that matters. We don't want you to worry about anything else. This is it. And they looked at all the regulations, they looked at all the rules through which we approve vaccines, and they did everything they could to make it as fast as possible, but also as safe as possible. So,
yeah.
The Pfizer and Moderna came to the market first, and we're excited that this is going to get going. Obviously, the people that need it most are healthcare workers on the front line. And, then it's going to be people that are at risk, that are older, that have pre-existing medical issues that make them more likely to succumb to COVID. So, we're moving in the right direction. We're going to stay open. We're going to even more aggressively reopen, and we're going to get our economy going again back like it was in 2019.
Yeah, it's as people talked about, well, no way this can be safe. It's too fast. I'm thinking, well, and they're comparing it to what time it typically takes to roll a new treatment or drug out. And, I'm thinking, well, maybe in the past it's just taken too long because of the government red tape. And that's what Donald Trump has done best. He's, taken away a lot of the overbearing federal government regulations and all. He said it could be done. It's done. We witnessed a medical miracle, but you heard very little mention of that yesterday as the media was celebrating the medical miracle. You heard no mention whatsoever that it was because of Donald Trump.
Well, they're going to roll it out. We're going to get our economy humming again. And, I'm just excited that it worked out, and I think everybody else is. So everybody be safe and have a great Christmas. And, let's get back. 2021 is a new year, I'm telling you. 2020, I'm done with it. So let's go down to 2021.
2021, none too soon. Congressman, be safe as you travel back to the nation's capital, and look forward to talking with you again soon.
I'm hoping some COVID relief is on the way, so I'll be with you next Tuesday, and we'll talk more about it.
Absolutely. Congressman William Timmons, have a blessed day.